They claimed it was a mistake. and so he's actually, he is back on Twitter, but it's, you know, I mean, what the big social media companies are doing, and, you know, what we don't know they're doing, that they're actually doing, that's very concerning.
Well, and you saw there was a big 60 Minutes piece, I guess, last night about this kind of thing, and what big tech is doing, and how the in particular Facebook and people like that are trying to do with our young people, and it's just very scary. It's kind of 1984-ish.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of influence from these tech companies, and I think, yeah, I think the thing that concerns conservatives is, you know, look, if you're going to have all the legal privileges of being a platform, and that's like your, you know, your phone carrier, you know, your phone carrier doesn't listen to the conversation and say, oh, he's a conservative or he's a liberal, and we're shutting the conversation down, and just takes the conversation. And if you've got these social media companies that are basically inserting themselves as editors and censors and saying, well, this content isn't allowed, this political idea isn't allowed, or we're going to suspend this person because of their political idea, well, then they should be treated as a publisher and be held liable for the things that are on their site. And I think there's a, you know, a strong case for that. I think that's a worthwhile case, and it's something that Republicans need to pursue at the federal level, certainly. And if there's ways to do it on a state level, I think that's worth looking at.
Can we do it legislatively, or are you talking about through the courts getting them to stand down?
Well, the biggest thing is the change with the federal legislation. There's basically a provision that allows internet companies to act as be treated legally as platforms where they're not held liable for the content, right? Like if you post a pirated video on YouTube, that's on you. That's not on YouTube. And YouTube's argument is, well, you know, we just host. We just are the platform for videos. But once they start getting in and getting censoring things based on political beliefs, and that's a law. That's a change you can make in the law to make them decide. You know, either we are going to be a neutral platform, and we're not going to censor political beliefs, or we're going to be a publisher and we're going to, you know, censor beliefs, but we're going to have the legal liabilities that come along with that.
As we all know, and it's been on the news this morning, SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, is back. There is a conservative tilt to this court, and the question is, how far are they going to go on abortion and a bunch of other issues?
It's a good question. You know, I don't know. I think that's a very good question. I certainly don't think Justice Kavanaugh is going to, or not Justice Kavanaugh, Chief Justice Roberts is going to be willing to do much on the abortion front, which, I mean, just on the merits, absolutely should be done. I mean, the decision, Roe v. Wade, just legally was just atrocious. They basically just made it up because they wanted to reach a certain outcome. And hopefully the justices will look at that and say, our job is to interpret the Constitution. It's not to ensure a certain policy outcome. But I don't know. I don't know what Justice Kavanaugh will do. I think even, you know, Justice Barrett, I don't think it's clear what she will do. But obviously it's going to be just a high stakes session.
Is Roe v. Wade at serious risk?
Yeah, some risk, absolutely. I mean, I think it's Alabama, you know, the 15-week abortion ban, and under Roe, and also under Casey, which was the later abortion decision, basically it says, you know, pre-viability, you can't put restrictions like that, you know, viability being 22 to 24 weeks, somewhere in there. And so banning abortions after 15 weeks, you know, obviously that, you know, those, one of those two things has got to go. Either you've got to, you know, rewrite the Casey precedent, and what they should do is just say, look, this has nothing to do, you know, abortion decision has, there's no right to abortion in the Constitution. You know, if it's up to the states want different laws. You know, if they want to make the argument that, you know, if we've incorporated all of the Bill of Rights, we might as well incorporate the right to life. I think there's a case to be made for that. But, I mean, just looking at the text itself, I mean, there's no right to abortion in the text.
He's Victor Jakes. You read him three times a week in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I heartily recommend his stuff. It is thought-provoking. It really is good. Victor, always good to have you on, man. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go, Victor Jakes, the three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 3:32, as we check out our traffic cams at the moment, heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 westbound at Gillespie, kind of sluggish there past the airport connector. Interstate 15 northbound, the Star Avenue freeway on-ramp is closed there. That's 15 north at Star. Also, do look for some reduced speeds through the resort area. Northbound 15 at Tropicana. Southbound 15 at Oakey. Remember, there's only two lanes available through the Spaghetti Bowl as they're doing that bridge reconstruction. 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. Expect delays through there. And part of Eastern is closed in both directions at the freeway. That is until October 13th.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Another rough game for the UNLV football team. They are now 0-5 after they end up losing to Texas San Antonio 24-17 this past weekend. To be fair, Texas San Antonio is sitting with a 5-0 record. And now UNLV, they get a week off before they get back in action. They've got a Mountain West game against Utah State coming up on October 16th. Monday Night Football tonight, the Raiders put their 3-0 record on the line. They are in Los Angeles as they are set to match up against the Chargers. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
The new Michelin silicone blades last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeidlo chose Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced Quad-Tech 4-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts 2 times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
Refresh your wardrobe for fall with Banana Republic Factory. Everything's 40 to 70% off, including season favorites like soft sweaters, easy jeans, warm outerwear, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Get that satisfying crunch. Now with 20% more honey. Try a delicious Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bar with more of the honey you love.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's interesting to watch how people, politicians of the same party, how they differ in their approach to, you know, in getting legislation passed. And in the case of the Democrats, the Demo-rats are struggling getting the Biden agenda and the human infrastructure bill the Green New Deal and all these other things that are in this $3.5 trillion package passed. Now, on the one hand, you've got Pramila Jayapal, the congresswoman from Washington. She was on State of the Union and essentially said she's not going to negotiate a bottom-line deal on this human infrastructure package. Let's go to cut six real quick, and I'll let you hear that. And then I'm going to let you hear Bernie Sanders, because the two of them, they both want the same thing. One is willing to negotiate on TV. The other one is not. This is Pramila Jayapal, the congresswoman from Washington.
We're not thinking about the number. And the president said this to us, too. He said, don't start with the number. Start with what you're for, and that's what he's asked them for. And then let's come to the number from there. So that's how we're thinking about it.
And that makes sense. But you you have been looking at this for a long time. You have been looking at the policies and what it adds up to and how you can do it. I mean, this is what your focus has been almost solely.
Yeah.
So you, I'm sure, have looked at whether or not you can do what you want to do for $2 trillion.
Well, we don't know what the number is yet. There's no number on the table yet that is everyone has agreed to. It's not like they've come to us and said, I don't feel the need to give a number because I gave my number. It was 3.5. So if you're in a negotiation, you need to have a counteroffer before you bid against yourself.
So if we're not looking at numbers, what about 1.5, like what Senator
Well, that's
Manchin
not going to happen. But so it's going to be somewhere.
Well, why won't it add up to that
because
number?
Because that's too small to get our priorities in. So it's going to be somewhere, you know, between 1.5 and 3.5. And I think the White House is working on that right now. Because remember, what we want to deliver is child care, paid leave, climate change.
And I want to get to that. But I just, so 1.5 is too small, but you won't say if 2 trillion is too small.
Because I don't have a definite number yet. I mean, I don't have a counteroffer.
Okay.
It would be like buying a house, Dana, and going in to make an offer, and then somebody says, well, what's the lowest number you would take? Why would I do that?
Then you've got Bernie Sanders. Now, Bernie Sanders was on with Jonathan Carl on ABC's This Week, in for George Stephanopoulos. And he was more than willing to negotiate on TV a $2 trillion bill. Listen, this is cut three. This is Bernie Sanders yesterday, John Carl on ABC's This Week.
We're not just taking on or dealing with Senators Manchin or Senator Sinema. We're taking on the entire ruling class of this country. Right now, the drug companies, the health insurance companies, the fossil fuel industry are spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to prevent us from doing what the American people want. And this really is a test of whether or not American democracy can work. The Republican Party is bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. They're not going to do anything. But I hope very much, and I expect, that the Democratic caucus and the president, I know he will, stand firm and tell the drug companies, stop ripping us off. Well, tell the insurance companies that the American people need, elderly people need dental care, hearing aids and eyeglasses. People need home health care. Our young people need quality child care that they deserve.
So let me ask you about where the president is on this. As I understand it, he has now floated a $2 trillion top line number on this broader bill. You are at 3.5. I remember you initially wanted closer to $6 trillion. Are you comfortable with the idea of cutting this down to about $2 trillion?
No. First of all, I'm not sure that that's accurate. As you know, there's a lot of gossip that goes on. What the president has said is that there's going to have to be some give and take, and I think that that's right. I think, if anything, Jonathan, when we especially talk about the crisis of climate change and the need to transform our energy system away from fossil fuel, the $6 trillion that I originally proposed was probably too little. $3.5 trillion should be a minimum. But I accept that there's going to have to be give and take. But at the end of the day, the real
But not $2 trillion. That's not enough. Because the president also said that a smaller investment could create historic achievements. But you $2 trillion is not enough.
What the president is saying is that what we are trying to do is for the working families of this country, for the children, for the elderly, we're trying to pass the most consequential piece of legislation since the Great Depression. And he's right. You know, so
yeah.
The bottom line is we have got to pass it. We've got to pass the infrastructure bill. And the American people are going to have to stand up. You know what bothers me about this whole thing? Poll after poll shows what we are doing is exactly what the American people want. It's not what the big money interest wants, not what the lobbyists wants. It's what the American people want. And we got to do it.
We got to do it. It's going nowhere fast. And now we've got the president saying we can do it in 6 days or 6 weeks or 6 months. When we do it is not really important.
666.
Oh, there you go. 666. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that was the president over the weekend talking about it. And, of course, Bernie Sanders talking about this and negotiating on TV with John Carl from ABC's This Week. It happens. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll have more on this. And we'll also talk about the very interesting protest down on the Strip last night relative to mask and vaccination mandates. It's a little scary what's going on out there. People are fed up. Maybe you're fed up. And in fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. And we're going to find out if you've reached the boiling point. Here's the number. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. A lot of people on our side of the fence are a little slow to get riled up. You don't deal with the emotion that folks on the left do. Black Lives Matter and all of this. I'm just curious if maybe after hundreds take to the street last night, if maybe now people have reached their boiling point and they're fed up and they're not going to take any more of these mask mandates and these vaccine mandates. You're tired of having the governor try and push you around or the federal government try and push you around. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Silver and black play tomorrow. tomorrow, which means it's almost time for Terrible's Game Day Giveaway. Remember to visit any participating Terrible Chevron location tomorrow for your chance to shop, scratch, and score this week's $1,000 Raider shopping spree. Visit Terrible's.com for more details.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What better way to begin the week than with my buddy Frank? Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm so glad you called. Hi.
Kevin, I apologize. Wearing masks, keeping secrets. This is kind of where we're at. And you want to march through the streets, you want to parade, and you want to pretend to be somebody else. Well, that's where we are.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. The Clark County numbers are falling. Is it time to do away with the mask mandate?
Are you kidding me? I just watched 5 football games, capacity crowd, minimum 70,000 at each stadium. And yet they're putting masks on the kids. And these diapers, they're a joke. Yes, they will prevent your cough and stuff coming out. But go ask the Minnesotans, the Wisconsins, and the Canadians. It's like trying to set up a chain link fence to keep mosquitoes out.
Good point.
That's what I leave you with, buddy.
Good point. Thank you, man. That's Frank. Now, we see all these big stadiums, and they're all full, and it's people sitting next to each other. And for some reason, the rest of the nation, we look on. I'll just tell you. I'm looking at some of the games that we've seen. For instance, Golden Knights. Golden Knights. They're playing in front of tens of thousands of people. I mean, that's incredible. Are we having a spike? No, in fact, the numbers are going the other way. And now the question is it time for Marilyn Kirkpatrick, for Governor Sisolak, to pull back on the reins and say, hey, we're going to undo the mask mandate? It makes absolutely, positively no sense whatsoever. And the good thing is that from what we saw last night down on the strip at the Aria, and they had literally hundreds of people there marching. It was good to see Americans standing up for their rights. I'm going to tell you something. I'm fed up with it. I've had it up to here. I don't like wearing a mask. I don't think it helps me. I think it's tantamount to what we do at the airports and the TSA and taking off our belts and taking off our shoes and all of that other nonsense. Does it make us more safe? No. Does it make us feel safer? Maybe. Hey, look. Hey, honey, Look over here. That little old lady's being wanded. Yeah. The little 80-year-old grandma is being wanded. Now, you tell me if that makes sense to you. We'll talk about it coming up next. You want to join us? I've just freed up a line. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Some good news and bad news. Bad news is almost half of Americans approaching retirement have nothing saved. The good news is that the new estimate from the U.S. Government Accountability Office is slightly better than a few years earlier. Now, we call it America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta, for a little insight. Coach, do you see things getting better like GAO does?
Well, Steve, I think everyone out there listening needs to have their very own decumulation plan. That's when we reach retirement. We need to make sure we have enough money. And unfortunately, many people haven't saved what they should have or are saving in the wrong place. You know, it's almost just as bad to save in the wrong place as it is not even start saving.
Sure.
We've seen way too many folks who think they're in the right place because they've been told that, but never been explained where they really were and never had anything in writing that fully explained what kind of income they could get for the rest of their life. So it's vitally important that everyone listening out there has their very own what we call financial green print. And that's looking at where you are right now, financially, where you are right now age-wise, and making sure that when you reach retirement or if you're in retirement, you get what we call the financial fill-up strategy in place every single year. You get a check that's delivered to you that keeps you going in the right direction and never goes away. That's called income planning. We need to make sure we never run out of our money. Our money needs to grow when we're not using it. It needs to be protected from the ups and downs of the market, well, the downs of the market especially.
Sure, yeah.
And it needs to have a lifetime income you can never outlive built into it. Not only will we design your very own financial green print strategy, we'll also give you a 3-book set, The Financial Safari, America Ask Coach, and 7 Baby Steps to get you on the path where you deserve.
That sounds fantastic. Coach, don't miss out on this one. 888-702-6932. Call 888-702-6932. You can also text the word Vegas to 600-700. Text Vegas to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed, especially during the COVID crisis. Our current governor closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. He prevented the use of safe and low-cost therapeutic drugs. How can I know this? I am an experienced trauma surgeon living in Douglas County. I am an MD, a medical doctor. I understand the importance of reaching medical decisions based solely on an unbiased and ethical evaluation of all data. So please, tell your friends and neighbors that we'll have to make our own hope. I will end the damaging economic policies and extreme control tactics enforced by irresponsible politicians. Learn more anytime. And join us at simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I always love it when you get like 90 minutes inside of an NFL game. You end up having in hockey you'd call them the scratches, but essentially the folks that will play versus the people that will not play, they will not dress. And the gentleman, Jim Dallas, has some good news for Raider fans.
Yeah, indeed. Of course, star running back Josh Jacobs has been injured. He's been nursing that injury for the past couple of weeks, and we've been waiting. And even earlier today, when head coach John Gruden was asked, he says, well, it's kind of a game time thing. But I just saw here that Josh Jacobs will suit up and will play against the Chargers tonight for the Raiders. And the betting action seems to favor the Raiders right now. They're 3-point underdogs And a lot of people like that little extra juice there.
Underdogs, on unbeaten team is an underdog?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
It's in L.A.
Yeah, so, I understand.
So...